Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Game Week. Welcome back to the Game Week podcast with me, Matt Dyson, and Danny Pryor. It is squeaky business end time, bum business in the house. But what are you going to be doing in these final games? Because, Dan, let's face it, there's not many actual competitive games left to play. What the hell are you going to do? Have you got any chips left?
No chips left. We've done all that, haven't we? You haven't got any left, have you?
No, I haven't got any left. Someone in my rival near me in one of the mini leagues has kept all his chips for the last few weeks, which is very annoying when you find that out later on.
I'll get in and gloat straight away that in my head to head in the game week league this week, I played little Jason.
Oh, you beat him? Oh, Flaherty,
well,
yeah.
Not only that, he played his triple captain and put it on Gundogan. Who got 6 points.
Oh, did he? Oh, dear.
Big mistake. As we were of that, yeah, and he scored 43. Imagine that in a triple captain double game week.
Oh, little Jason likes to rub it in when he does well as well, doesn't he? So he's been quite quiet since you beat him, has he? Not mentioned it.
Not heard anything, but I've seen a couple of people. It seems like a bad move to me, but... You know, whatever keeps
yeah, I think maybe saving your triple captain for this stage of the season seems risky with all the rotation that's happening because, of course, Pep Roulette messed up most people, didn't it? In the last game week just gone, I suppose that was...
Wow. Grealish, you know, he didn't play at all.
Once Forest beat Arsenal and decided the Premier League title race, it was sort of game over. But then we didn't know that was going to happen when we put our team together. So it's mildly annoying, really, that, isn't it? But
how does that leave Forest with this Palace match to go? Because Forest are one of the teams where you go, I could get Gibbs White, I could get that striker.
I mean, we are safe, so it really doesn't matter. But, you know...
So would you bring anyone in from Forest?
No, I probably wouldn't because we're away at Palace and we are safe. So, I mean, every position gets you more money, doesn't it? But I think we can only go at one place even if we win. So I wouldn't bother signing Forest players.
Well, I noticed
if you've got Gibbs White, you might as well keep him. You know,
well, I noticed Gibbs White in the home fixture, he scored 11 points against Palace, 1-0 win.
I mean, He is amazing. Worth every penny of the money we gave to Wolverhampton Wanderers. Well, they didn't even put him in their first team for years. They just ignored his talent.
Maybe he's just got to the ripe stage.
Well, he has. Yeah, we've got him just at the right time. I don't deny that. It's excellent. He was a crucial signing. I absolutely love him. I can't get enough of him. He's the most exciting footballer I've seen play for years.
Another very hotly tipped one this week, just to get him out of the way, is Eze, isn't he, who plays against Forest.
He's just got his England call-up, hasn't he? But, I mean... Well, I don't know. Again, Palace have got nothing to play for, so I'm really only looking at signing players from teams who have something to play for.
Right.
And there's not many, is there? There's not many teams that have something to play for if you look at it, Dan. I mean,
well, what puts me off Palace is just that, and that Zaha's injured now, and that I don't like the idea of relying on him for goals. He seems like one of the most obvious transfers in, is he? But I just don't like that. I'm tempted by Gibbs White.
Yes, he does it with that, yeah, I'd say.
But you're looking at the relegation by Gibbs White. I'm tempted by getting a Forest. I've not had a Forest player all season. And
I had a few. I went early and...
I'll tell a lie, your keeper, the one that wasn't that got injured, but
oh yeah, Henderson, yeah, he was good.
So you're just looking at Leicester and players?
No, I'm looking at relegation. So I'm looking at, forget Arsenal, Wolves. Dead. That's a dead fixture. Villa have got something to play for against Brighton. Brighton are they're guaranteed Europa League. Yes, they are. I'm just looking at the points on the table as I'm speaking. Whereas Aston Villa could do with a win to secure Europa Conference. But also going for Europa Conference are your Tottenham Hotspurs. Now, although your form appears to be pretty awful at the moment, surely, I don't know, I want to know what you're going to do with Spurs away at Leeds, because I mean that.
I'm going to ignore it.
You're ignoring it. What?
I'm going to ignore it in real life. It's just
Harry Kane's irrelevant. Last game for Spurs. Harry Kane's last game for Spurs against an awful
until next season. Yeah,
who have got loads of injuries? I'm thinking, get Haaland out, put Harry Kane in.
Well, interestingly,
captain him.
Wow, that is pretty bold. Yeah.
I don't think it is that bold. It seems like an obvious thing to do.
I have a good friend who went to see that West Ham game against Leeds, and he said they were the worst team he'd seen all season and they deserve to be relegated. So
Leeds, yeah. And they've got injuries. Bamford's out. Rodrigo's a doubt, I think. And they can barely put a back four together. And it's Sam Allardyce, isn't it? You know, I mean, it's like his bluster has already been found out. And
it's not a bad plan. I've not thought of that at all. But it's not a terrible idea.
So surely Harry, because Haaland might not even play again.
Haaland got 11 in a 4-3 home win, yeah.
Exactly.
There's something risky about not playing Haaland. You assume he's going to get like 20 minutes, if nothing else, he's going to get a bit of a run out. You know, he got 90 against Brighton, he got 16 against Chelsea.
Yeah.
He only got 6 points in total, but...
He got an assist last time out, didn't he? Yeah, so... But I mean, I just don't think he's going to be risked, is he?
I like it. It's kind of maverick. If it wasn't you saying it, I'd be kind of like... Well,
but then I'm also thinking load up on Spurs. Get rid of De Bruyne and put Son in. I mean, it's because that seems to be potentially the most obvious result. But then Spurs are so lacking in confidence that I'm not sure about that.
And they're not very good defensively. They're awful defensively. And Leeds are going to launch it, aren't they? Leeds are going to launch it.
Yeah, I'd only consider Kane, because Kane's obviously going to score at least one goal in that game.
Yeah, so I mean, Son, I think he scored at least one. We had a good old win against Leeds last season, but it was a whole different season. But I remember
Spurs could rip
and Son doing well. But
Spurs could rip them apart, but they're not in the confident mood, are they? So I don't want to go overboard on Spurs.
Well, Kane's been in great form. I think this is his best
ever. He's reliable as
ever,
isn't he? Yeah. Completely reliable as ever. Absolutely single-handedly kept you on the top half of the table. That's why he's going to leave in the summer. But we say that every year.
Are you thinking to get it with City then? Is this it now? Because I bought in my
I'm thinking, because I've had De Bruyne for a while now. Yeah, and I've had De Bruyne for a while, and he's really annoying me on FPL because he's rarely playing and he hasn't done anything for weeks. So it's absolutely pointless. So I need to get rid of him. And I just think maybe.
Are you taking a hit this week, then?
I've got 2 free transfers, and I'll probably one.
Okay.
I'll do 3 transfers, I think, because I need to do something. Not only are Man City not going to be guaranteed starters for their big players, far from it. I mean, like they could rest. He could rest all the big ones, couldn't he? Really?
Yeah.
The games they've got coming up, and I mean, it seems quite a distant future. The FA Cup final and the Champions League final, but they're still on the horizon, so he wants to keep them safe. But then you've got to look at what other games mean something. And so Villa at home to Brighton. Brighton are safe, so they may rotate themselves. De Zerbi may rotate his team. So then Villa at home. I just wish Watkins was in better form, because Watkins, in the form that he was in earlier in the season, would have been a shoe-in. Now, really? I don't know. Yeah, I just think under...
I think if it was many other teams, but Brighton, I don't like betting against Brighton. They looked good against City the other day.
They look amazing, don't they? Yeah.
But they have
got nothing to play for, Brighton. They can't go anywhere.
Yeah, but De Zerbi doesn't seem the sort of manager who's going to be, oh, yeah, don't worry about it. You know, ever.
I know. Well, I don't know. I don't know. He's a maverick, isn't he? I'm not sure what he's like in this situation, but he could definitely rotate. Matoma, you know, like okay. Matoma needs a rest. Matoma needs a rest.
So does this mean you're also... You're not bothered about... I'll tell you who has been good for Brentford, by the way. Sorry, just while we're on them, because Brentford have been doing all right against City. And Bueno, and a 16 in his last two games.
Kinder Bueno, yeah, certainly, yeah, he could come good, and they can also get into that Europa Conference.
Yeah, so they've got something to play for. And Rissa, 8-12,
got something to play for. Yeah, yeah. Now Ivan Toney's gone.
It's a brave move, but it won't be one I'll be taking. But
I don't think I'll be buying Brentford. But you're right. I mean, they need to win as well.
Are we both avoiding Chelsea players like the plague? I mean, I'm guessing.
Oh, obviously, yeah. Yeah, under Frank Lampard, yeah. I mean, next season could be different under Poch, couldn't it? Obviously, different kettle of fish.
Well, is the contract definitely signed there? I feel like there's... If he hasn't 100% signed something, then surely someone at Wild Lane's got to pull their head out their bottom.
Yeah, well, you'd hope so, wouldn't you? That'd be a reason for Kane to stay.
Well, you know, that seems like it would be a good move.
The thing is whether Newcastle have got something to play for or not. Because obviously they are in the top four, guaranteed.
Trippier's just hit late form, aren't
they? Do they want to finish? He has, yeah, annoyingly for me, because I haven't got him anymore. I've had him pretty much all season. And then he started blanking a lot.
So he went blank for about 10 games. But look at this, 5 bonus points in 2 games. He's back being the bonus
player. Yeah, it's mad, isn't he? He's back. He's getting assists left, right, and centre, isn't he? But Newcastle, if they could finish above Man United... then they would love that, surely. Surely that's worth them playing their best starting 11 for. And then same to be said for Manchester United. So have Manchester United and Newcastle United both got something to play for still?
Yeah, arguably, Rashford, again, that's a big one, isn't it? Because he was injured.
Yeah, well, I stuck with him despite his illness. So he played in the second game of the double.
61 minutes, only because there was that injury to Anthony. It could have gone so differently.
I nearly replaced him with Anthony, and Anthony did nothing over the double. So it's like it just seemed to be like Eriksen and Casemiro. Eriksen setting up Casemiro constantly. Like, I can't have Casemiro anymore after he got sent off last time.
I remember that, yeah.
But yeah, I'll keep Rashford and Fernandes, certainly.
Yeah,
and I'll probably keep my Newcastle players, really. I keep De Gea in goal, because Newcastle and Man United are going to be trying, aren't they? Surely, I think.
But don't you subscribe to sometimes there's teams that with the shackles off of having to play properly, they play better football.
They might enjoy it.
They take chances they wouldn't take in other games. You know, it could be more exciting.
Well, possibly, yeah, possibly. But I don't think Chelsea are going to be doing that, are they, against Newcastle? They just can't seem to score much at all.
No, they'd be interesting saying to pick players for next season, because a lot of youth coming through now. They played that young lad the other day, that defender. And
See, that's right, that young blonde lad. Yeah, he looks very confident, doesn't he? And then Liverpool haven't got anything to play for either, have they? They're stuck in Europa. There's no... But then away at Southampton.
But
I don't know.
Big Bobby's last game. Bobby Firmino's last match for him.
Yeah. Well, it's Bobby Big Teeth's last game, so it could be worth lumping on him. Actually, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, he scored the other day, didn't he? Salah's been in great form again, bar the West Ham game. He's
but I wonder if Liverpool have got nothing to rotate for. So think he would play his best starting 11?
I'm very happy to still have Salah, and he's a question mark captain choice over.
Yeah, away at Southampton, away at. Relegated Southampton, absolute state, yeah. But I don't know. Are they already on the beach, those Liverpool players?
I think Salah is
7, 11, 10, 12, 5. No, he's not. Well, now they've secured Europa. Now that's confirmed. Does their mindset change?
I remember them losing, 5-1 to Stoke last game of the season a few years back. That was a Gerrard's last game. I think it was 5-1. That was horrendous. So I'm a bit wary of the last game.
So I'm a little bit wary. But yeah, I mean, getting Salah in for De Bruyne would make sense, wouldn't it?
That would be a potential option, yeah.
Trust any Man City players to start.
No, really. You've been wronged.
I've been wrong too many times.
From a Spurs or Forest perspective, it would be lovely to play Forest City like in the last three games of the season, wouldn't it, in future? If they go, fixture list and you're playing them three games from the end, you go, oh, good, I hope they won the league by then, because they're
ideally
rotating any Tom, Dick and Harry in.
I suppose you could get Alvarez as a City striker.
Yeah, annoyed me that that paid off for people. Well, he looks a lot
more. Some people have done that, haven't they? Because he's obviously going to, he's presumably going to start against Brentford.
Possibly, Everton, so then it's
just the teams down the bottom. Yeah, but it's who's going to win at. But then Everton have got injuries, and I people are saying like Bournemouth at home is an easy win. I mean, I don't think this season has suggested that. Although they seem to have taken their foot off the gas a little bit since they secured their place in the division. But
a lot of talk about O'Neill being a possible option to bring in.
For Everton.
Yeah, McNeil. Yeah.
Yeah.
A favourite, isn't he, for
Dwight? Yeah, yeah. It's the ex-Burnley boys that you got to keep an eye on. They're the only ones for me, aren't they? Really? Or Decore's been all right for him.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be touching, to be honest. I don't think I want to touch them.
I think Bournemouth might win it. And yeah. I think I'd love to see Everton leave the division, to be honest. They've been there for way too long, mate. They've not borrowed time. I've had enough of them. They've been getting away with it for years. I think it'd be funny if they went down.
I wouldn't mind them going down. I've got to say, to be honest, the three that are at the bottom, I'm not going to be crying for any of those teams if they get relegated. No. But bitter Spurs fan, then Leicester going down would be quite poetic.
But then, because West Ham have still got their Europa League final to come, so they...
Europa Conference League.
The Europa Conference final. They're going to rotate players for that. So is Jared Bowen going to start?
They did it the other day, didn't they? They rotated out. They've had the last couple of games they've done it. I don't blame them. But
They've
been careful how they've worded it and said it's injuries, but it's blatantly
that will make the season a success for Moyes, won't it? Otherwise, the season's been awful if they don't win that for Moyes.
I mean, I look at it. From who would you want if they get relegated? So if Leicester go, there's a bit of talent there that you might want. Everton, there's not a lot of players I would think people would want. But from a Forest Spurs perspective, who might you want from there? Obviously, Ward-Prowse from Southampton's an obvious one.
Well, I mean, Calvert-Lewin's pretty good for
Everton. I wouldn't want him, he's quite injury prone, isn't he?
Quite injury prone.
Gone well, I think, I won't be getting any Leicester West Ham fans.
I think maybe Leicester. That if I was the most informed Leicester player, it appears to be Harvey Barnes. Now, I mean, they could suddenly turn it around, but I just don't.
Would this
so
be the Harvey Barnes
down on their luck?
Barnes and Maddison dropped in their last.
Yeah, they both did. Yeah, because they didn't. They only wanted to get something out. They wanted to just. They played for a draw, didn't they?
They wanted the hard workers.
Quite defensive. Yeah. They wanted to be defensive. So, but now they need to win, and it's West Ham rotate. This is why I'm thinking. I want Vardy? A Villa player. I want a Spurs player, a Villa player, and a Leicester player. I don't want Vardy. He's done nothing all season, has he? Whereas I feel like Maddison or Barnes.
Rotational risk.
It is a risk because I don't know what's going to happen with those three that could potentially go down. Leeds could pull off an amazing shock victory. It's not beyond the realms of
possibility.
Would
it be that shocking given the season Spurs have had?
But at home, that's what I mean. It's like those three games, Everton, Leeds, Leicester, could go anywhere as far as I'm concerned. I've got to pick an option.
Are you tempted by Mitrovic for Fulham away to United?
Well, he's certainly hit form again, hasn't he? Since he got back, he's really hit form again. But
and remember, you saying that Man U. I mean, of Man U, they've only got that place to play for. They've got an FA Cup final coming up.
Yeah, so exactly. So I wonder if they're going to have one eye on that. I don't know.
Yeah, that makes Rashford a bit more questionable.
It's an annoying time of the season. How many transfers are you going to make?
I'm tempted to, if it was any other time of the season, I'd just make one, my one free transfer, probably get a shot of Mahrez and get in a midfielder. But with it being the last game, I'm tempted to maybe do two. I'm neck and neck, equal points in one of my friend leagues. And it's made it a very, very tricky. But the person I'm against is a penchant for playing lots of transfers, like maybe do a 4 or an 8. So I feel like it's giving me wiggle room. And they don't have some of the players that they might want to have, like Salah. And there's a lot of injured question outs as well, like Shaw, Robertson, some of those guys that this team has. So
I'm
tempted to play a bit more of a, if it was any other sort of league, I'd just keep it safe, put Haaland as captain, leave the transfers, one freebie. But
I don't think you can afford to put Haaland as captain, surely not for this one. I don't know. I mean, he might score a hat trick.
Exactly. You just don't know, do you?
it's completely unknown. We have no way of knowing what Pep.
Interestingly, they lost at home to Brentford, didn't they? 2-1. And Haaland played 9 minutes and got that. 1 point. So.
Yeah, which makes you think more than more reason to switch Haaland out for Kane.
Tricky.
I just think I might make 4 transfers actually and just go all out and just go and take a real gamble and go. I think Spurs are going to win. I think Aston Villa are going to win. I think Leicester are going to win.
We should probably quickly
just go that. Just
touch
say that.
On the game week past and how we did. I got 69 points minus 4, 65 points. Kind of got done with Dunk. He got rotated. Yeah. Odegaard did nothing, which was quite annoying. Mahrez played both, but only got 5 points. Should have had an assist, but Phillips hit the post in the first game. Fernandes did all right, but everyone's got him. Yeah. So I got a bit done there. Alvarez, Rashford. It was kind of annoying. Shaw got bonus. So the players I didn't have that did really well. But 6-9 was a damn sight better than some people, wasn't it, Matt?
Yeah, well, I got 58, but
minus. Yeah, it was all right.
Minus. I didn't make any transfers, but I had Cher on the bench, and annoyingly didn't come on. I mean, I'm just seeing people around me, a lot of lucky things happening, like with benches and stuff.
That's oh, really?
Just, the season I'm having, that just doesn't happen to me.
I can help noticing it. It took us to over 200 points difference between our teams now. It's got to be a record. It's about 200.
I think it's the past couple of seasons since you signed up to that information service that you use. Then whatever it is, that shadowy bloody OnlyFans for FPL service that
you're accusing me of. What's that? Some sort of nudie FPL. I've put my team on my bum. There you go. Back to squeaky bum time again.
FPL. That's a niche one, isn't it? Yeah. OnlyFans combined with FPL.
Could we make any money from
detailed
that?
Detailed statistical tips. Tips and tits.
To be clear.
That's what they could be called. There could be a gap in the market there for someone. Maybe you, Dan, maybe you should try it. You should try yourself.
I'd be getting paid not to do it.
I've had an awful season. My luck continues to be bad. That's why I'm just thinking, what difference does it make? I might as well go all out and do a 4 transfer last day.
I like 11. Yeah, what difference?
Hits and hope. Just hope for the best. Just say, okay, I'm going to back a down on their luck Leicester to get something out of their game.
Yeah.
But I just think, I don't know, you know. In the, doesn't really matter, does it? Doesn't really matter.
Game week league, before we're out of time, we've got Squadless FC, 81 points this week, doing very well. Overall rank of 5,098.
Nice.
Fan, actually.
Great.
So that's
Lee
very nice.
Coin. Lee Coyne, Spurs fan as well.
Nearest challengers, Nick BH and Anthony Bowser. So we'll see if anything changes there.
Yes, Well, everything to play for.
The head-to-head league, I think, has won. Yeah, it's been won comfortably already. True to game, which is something called Charno. So I've already done.
Well done. You win an FPL pen. No, you don't. Actually, you don't. You don't win anything. No. You just win our respect and admiration.
Oh, and I beat you in a game week cup or some sort of cup as well.
Yes, you did. Yeah, we were in a couple of cups. We were drawn against each other in a couple of cups, I think, weren't we? Yeah, I'm focusing on the league, mate. I'm doing badly in that as well. But that's, you know, that's the way my luck is going these days. There's always next season, Dan.
Always drags you back in.
Because we must remember, as we go into the final day, that it may be a fantasy, but it's f***ing serious.
Game Week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.